This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's rarely easy for someone without a home to secure housing. The coronavirus pandemic has made it extra challenging. WBUR's Lynn Joliker has more on efforts to get adults experiencing homelessness in Massachusetts out of emergency shelters and into homes during the public health crisis.
I'm still homeless with no place to go.
That's Natalie. She's been staying in Boston shelters for about a year and a half. She says the difficulty of finding a place to live has been magnified since the coronavirus started spreading.
Especially with the stigma on homeless people and people not wanting to rent, you know, and being afraid that the homeless people are going to bring in COVID.
Natalie wants to use only her first name because she says she's a victim of domestic violence and has safety concerns. She describes one recent experience with staff at a building that rents out rooms.
Verified they had rooms, verified that they were available. I did not tell them, though, that I was homeless. As soon as they found out I was homeless, all of a sudden there's no rooms available. And not only is there no rooms, but I'm number 347 on a waiting list.
City officials in Boston say many factors have strained efforts to house people during the pandemic. Shelter employees who normally work to place people have had to staff temporary shelters. Lots of private landlords who take rental assistance vouchers stopped turning over apartments. Affordable housing developments closed their offices. Lila Bernstein is deputy director of Boston's Supportive Housing Division.
Since the week of March 13th, we've, as a community, housed 25 people experiencing chronic homelessness. This is not as fast as we were housing people before, but it's amazing that that has been able to happen during this time of crisis.
City data show last year in the same time period, Boston placed more than three times as many adults who were chronically homeless, 83, into permanent housing with support services. For the last several years, the city and its nonprofit partners prioritized housing people who've been homeless long term. Because of COVID-19, Bernstein says they've shifted their approach.
We now are focused on clients who are at most risk of the disease and really bad outcomes, but this includes some of the same people we were focused on before.
In total, since the beginning of March, Boston has housed more than 175 unaccompanied adults. That includes people homeless for short periods. Meanwhile, in Worcester, city leaders say the pandemic has led to a model approach to housing people. Early on, they spread out the homeless population into several satellite shelters at schools and churches. Numerous city departments and local organizations came in to offer services. The school department provided nurses and food. UMass Memorial Medical Center provided addiction treatment and telemedicine appointments for mental health. The so-called healthy homeless shelters had TVs, games, even yoga classes. City leaders say because of all this, people wanted to be there, and they got more comprehensive attention. Dr. Maddie Castile is Worcester's Health and Human Services Commissioner.
It was fabulous to see that if we could all work together, we can stabilize the homeless community. We could get them into housing in a much faster and much easier way where they're part of the process and they want to do this.
Since April 19th, Worcester has placed close to 30 adults. They moved into permanent apartments, single-room units, seasonal mobile homes, and family members' houses. Several went into residential addiction treatment that will lead to permanent housing. And the coronavirus hasn't only pushed providers into action.
It has motivated people to get out of the shelter because they don't want to be in a space where they are at risk.
Taylor DeSanti is the rehousing manager for Father Bill's Place, an adult emergency homeless shelter in Quincy. She says it's not that people weren't motivated before, but many of them had other life stresses that took precedence over finding housing. For others, the pandemic has exacerbated issues including substance use and mental illness, and those have become barriers. This year, from March 1st through June 4th, Father Bill's and Mainspring, which also runs a shelter in Brockton, placed 54 adults in permanent housing with support services. Last year, during the same time, the organization housed more than twice as many. DeSanti says the current crisis has highlighted why dramatic change is needed to tackle homelessness.
We cannot continue to put people in this kind of warehouse model where people are on top of each other. We need help. It's not that we need a larger shelter. We need more housing.
This is beautiful, Joe. And beautiful.
permanent supportive housing, like the building in Brockton where Father Bills and Mainspring placed six men on June 1st. The organization finished rehabbing the distressed property and selecting residents during the pandemic. It posted a video of the tenants moving in.
Here's the air conditioning thing, Joey.
51-year-old Ed Alger is one of those new residents. He was homeless for a couple of years after the loss of his mother, whom he took care of, led to emotional and financial difficulties. He's in recovery from addiction and has anxiety and depression. Alger says in shelter during the pandemic, he was always worried about who might have the coronavirus, and his anxiety was off the wall. Getting his own place has changed that.
It's taken away a lot of my anxiety, and actually it is making me calm. I know that I'm around people I can trust.
Alger is one of the lucky ones. There are still about 175 people in Father Bills and Mainspring shelters with no other place to go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.